Not so long ago, in order to vote by mail, one had to be disabled or out of town. Now, thanks to a change in state law, any reason, a second shift job, child care conflicts, or no reason will do. Some municipal clerks say the law, which allows anyone to vote by absentee ballot, is costing them precious time and postage. The issue recently came to a head in Outagamie County, where the group Citizen Action was encouraging people to vote and telling them absentee ballots were an option. This irked a town of Menasha clerk who called the nonprofit group and left a complaint on the answering machine of Citizen Action.
Why are you people doing such a thing? People are supposed to come in and vote. First of all, this is costing us an arm and a leg in postage for people who are perfectly healthy.
Jeannie Krieger confirmed she left the message after getting 150 absentee ballots for what she and some other clerks consider non-legitimate reasons.
They do have the law on their side, but I want that law to be looked at.
Krieger has fired off letters to legislators and the local newspaper requesting a return to a less liberal absentee ballot policy. Meanwhile, Citizen Action has asked the State Elections Board to remind clerks about the change in law. Pam Porter says they recently received two different complaints about an increase in absentee ballots, disliked by some clerks because of the increased workload.
If we're sensing that from the clerks, we hope voters aren't feeling that way when they go to the polls.
The absentee ballot change was passed into law 2 years ago at the request of the State Elections Board. Executive Director Kevin Kennedy says other states were doing it, and allowing anyone to have an absentee ballot was a way to prevent intrusive questions aimed at those requesting a form. Chemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.